Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, Vulcan, Zuvus, and Thasis are two-thirds through White Plume Mountain and still don't have an artifact to hand.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So
so now, the left and central corridors had been explored, and two of the artifacts they had been sent for had been found. Our heroes, with a plan to use the entire force of the dungeon itself against Caraptus, turned to face the right corridor and the denizens beyond. After a long rest, where Zuvus took some time to do his artificer preparations, and for Paige to fully understand her character, our heroes got past the Gynosphinx after Zuvus correctly got yet another riddle correct with the answer after hearing the riddle. A quest of love ends with me, yet I am made endlessly. If I drop, I say my name. What am I?
That's not the same one as last time. I have no idea.
A quest for love ends with me, yet I am made endlessly. If I drop, I say my name. What am I?
I know what it is.
Why do I have to know what it is?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's a ring.
Oh, a ring.
And now let us peek into the adventure itself as our heroes make their way cautiously down the corridor, careful and mindful of the traps they have already faced and the dangers within. And in that vein, everyone make perception checks.
Oh boy.
Because I'm so good at this particular thing.
Me too.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did we do?
I got a six.
Thasis is in the middle, enjoying the glow of the moon-touched sword again, which you have largely carried this entire dungeon, and
yeah,
it almost feels like it's yours now. How did we do, Vulcan?
Six.
You as well are admiring the way Thasis holds the moon-touched sword that you never see many have any interest in wielding or carrying or do anything with yourself.
You know, in some cultures, giving a gift of a sword is an engagement thing.
Oh, God.
But in the rear, Zuvus, paying close attention to the path before them, espies a thin skim of green stuff. Because what did you get, Zuvus?
Nat 20, for a total of 21.
Yes, so a 21 is enough to notice there's this weird green scuzzy algae on the top of the water. And the two fools that are discussing the moon-touched sword are about to walk into it.
I would not continue walking if I were you.
Oh, why is that?
There appears to be something among the surface of that shallow water.
Oh, I hate to get my parts dirty.
So you're saying there's something among us?
This is why I typically do these on my own.
What is it?
I'm not entirely sure, and I'm going to walk up to it and bend down and take a closer look without touching it yet. I'm just going to see if it sparkles or shines or looks acidic.
It is a greenish slime that is in the water at this particular part of the passageway. It's about 10, 15 feet, maybe 20 feet of the corridor is
lightly coated in this green slime. Why don't you make a nature check to see if you can discern if this is something bad or whatnot?
Can I also check?
Of course.
Nope.
No.
You're the only one, Zuvus, who has any degree of skill or possible success at this, and you got a...
24?
Wow. Okay.
On a you're plus 7 on a nature check?
Yes, I am.
Nature is your ally.
I love nature.
That's my original sheet. I've always been plus 7 on nature.
Just never
That's
uses
never changed.
It.
Happy little Wild. Trees.
This is a green slime. It is non-sentient. It is terribly corrosive. And if any of your colleagues or you were to get any of it on you, it would eat through whatever organic material it touched. And it would, in fact, slowly corrode and rust metal and would remove magical properties from things that that were magical. So that moon-touched sword, if it got coated in the green slime, it would eat it away.
And is this green slime just on the surface of the water, or is it on the walls?
It's on the walls and whatnot too, yeah. Not so much the ceiling, but everything else.
Okay. We most certainly do not want to touch any of this. It will erode pretty much anything and everything that touches it. So we will need to find a way through this passage without touching the green slime.
I can live with that. I do not wish to erode away my chiseled good looks.
I think that's already happened.
There's a lot of sexual tension between you two, I'm just saying.
Yet I apparently proposed to you with the sword.
I mean, I was just making a commentary about culture. What you got, Zuvus? I could just move myself, probably, but nothing? Nothing turns to ice or makes...
Nope.
Something fun?
Nope.
So I go over there. What do we do about you, Zuvus? Because you're mostly aquatic and probably like super allergic to green slime.
Yes, you are likely correct in that observation. I am not entirely sure at this point.
How wide's the corridor again?
10 feet.
I guess I could fly you over.
This could be a very difficult corridor for you to fly through, seeing as the walls also have this slime.
Well, then what options do we have?
Well, time to pack up and go home. Is the slime technically considered, because it's corrosive, would that be acid?
I mean, that is the damage that it'll do to you.
So if I happened to give myself acid resistance...
You'll just take half the damage. But it'll still do all of the things to your gear.
Right.
Do you have mend?
I did. I don't anymore because I never used it, so I got rid of it. Funny.
I really think you were onto something with the Misty Step and then waiting for them on the other side of it.
Yeah. Maybe I can see something on that side.
No, definitely can't.
No.
No.
You can throw me and she'll catch me.
Yeah. We are very strong.
You're wearing half plate.
I ain't throwing you nowhere.
Throw the half plate.
Probably weigh close to 300 pounds. Need to throw you 20 feet. But the two of you are quite strong and there is rope.
Oh my gosh, we can redo what we did for the spinning tavern thing. Running and launching and then pulling the rope and flying through the air.
Or they could just hold a rope above their heads on either side and you could like
shimmy across,
climb the thing. When you said you'd Misty Step, that's what I pictured, was the two of you holding a rope as high as you could, and Zuvus moved at it, his real shitty skills of
you're gonna fall in
of strength climbing across.
Yeah.
I thought that would be funny.
I can cast fly on you.
Oh,
I could cast fly on both of us.
Do we want to use up that spell slot though?
No, but I either use Misty Step or fly.
I think I'd like to try the rope crossing. I think it could be fun.
Let's do it.
Cool. I'm excited. Well, the three of you stood there for quite some time before the voice of God offered a suggestion, which you've all decided to take. Our warlock, Warforged, Thesis Phase, says,
Raven Queen, can you get me over past that slime, please? Thank you very much.
And with a
poof of black smoke.
Black smoke or fog.
Yeah.
You appear on the other side with another splash just outside of the green slime. Yep.
I'm going to chuck the end of the rope.
You still have the rope.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like every time somebody gives you something, you just continue to hold on to it. You chuck the end of the rope over to Vulcan.
Thasis is going to take the rope and tie it around up over the shoulder.
Okay.
You know, tie it around her middle and then up over the shoulder to hang on to it so it's nice and...
Cool. And then it's over your shoulder and you're still push up even higher. Okay. What do you do?
So he's going to take the rope and wrap it around his forearm and wrist a few times. Is there slime on the floor?
You are walking through about a foot and a half of water, just as you recall.
Yeah, so he's just going to wrap the rope around his arm and wrist, kind of like getting in a tug of war position and holding it as tight as he can.
If you hold it where you're holding it right now at your chest, you will give no room for Zuvus Moovdath to hang above the water because, as I said, the water is a foot and a half up you to around your knees. So you'll have to hold it above your head to give Zuvus enough height to get across because also Zuvus will weigh down the middle of the rope and will possibly be dangled into the water unless you're holding it taut and high enough.
Unless I tight rope walk it.
Step back. We step
slack
back.
Slack rope it?
Tight rope? Tight
that would be slack rope because there's no, it's not definitely not tight. Zuvus Moovdath is not skilled enough to walk across a slack rope in half plate armor.
I don't think he's talented enough to do what we're about to do either.
I think
you
he can
wanted
easily
to.
I know. I'm excited
lock
to see
his
you.
Knees and legs around the rope and then pull himself across the rope.
Remember you a flash of genius.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've already planned on using it.
So you have advantage on the check because of the prodigious strength of the two people involved in this. So go ahead and make an athletics check to not fall off the rope at the most inappropriate moment.
You know, we could take this show on the road.
Oh, no.
So, no, we can't.
Oh, no.
How did you do on your athletics check?
3.
That is not enough. You fall.
Even with Flash of Genius, that's nowhere near.
You do not get there. But the funny thing is that you fall. No, you fall right into the middle of the green slime. I think that's the funniest moment and funniest part of the whole entire thing. However, you are slipping. You do get to make a strength saving throw to pull yourself out of this scenario and hang on and not fall all the way into the water.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, well, all your good rolls were used up early detecting this stuff.
You could have been flying.
If I give myself a 9.
That is not sufficient, even with the specialty. So, of your flash of genius, you do not need to spend it. You failed the check. You fall with a heavy sploosh into the green slime-infused water. It begins to eat away at your exposed skin first.
Your face.
And your gear.
Does it impact my magical gear?
Not immediately.
Yeah, I'm going to run as fast as I possibly can out of this. And then I'm going to use Wall of Water on myself.
I'll just splash you with the clean water that's on your side.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. So I'm going to run out of this.
Sure. You're going to take 1d10 acid damage.
4.
So you take 4 points of acid damage as soon as you come in contact with it. And you land heavily with all of your gear now coated in this green slime. Zuvus falls with a...
Ow.
That was the sound that Zuvus made as Zuvus slowly lost strength on the rope. And then basically it does appear like Zuvus's body just gave up. The mind was willing. The body was not able as Zuvus just... falls off the rope. There's nothing the two of you can do. You're looking at each other like higher, higher. We'll hold it higher. Let's like you start trying to like maybe back up, but you back up and Vulcan moves forward and Vulcan's knees are almost touching the green stuff. And you could save Zuvus Moondath if you just made a choice, but there's just things happen so quickly. Zuvus just falls with a big sploosh and the water goes out into the sides of the corridor and then falls down splat on top of Zuvus again, getting him double dosed as he climbs heavily to his feet and it looks like a green monster as he's dripping with green slime everywhere. Now, I need you to roll 2d10.
Oh, balls.
Pick something non-magical that your character has in their possession that is non-recoverable from the green slime's acid corrosive touch.
My thieves' tools.
Oh, no. Dang it. You needed those. Oh, I'm really happy that the thieves' tools took it. Okay. That was a really good choice.
Well, because that's like...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You do not know that they're not usable yet. You charge out of the water, and what happens? What do you do?
I run towards Thasus saying, "Get it off of me!"
I'm going to start splashing him with water.
Now, as much as you may want to splash Zuvus with water...
Yeah.
The green slime was living in the water.
And right.
The splashing of the water does nothing to stop or help Zuvus as he charges a slimy green monster. Help me.
I should have absorbed elements myself. I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, but because you got a nat 20 on your check, like such a high check for the nature, you do know that the green slime is vulnerable and would be destroyed by fire, cold, radiant damage, sunlight, or any disease curing magic, but not water and not acid.
Mm. Do you have anything that can cure me of disease, freeze me, or set me on fire? Because I'm okay with any of those things.
Oh, as a Triton, they're resistant to cold damage.
Yeah. Oh, resist. Okay, never mind.
Oh, maybe don't freeze me.
You, Zuvus, cold would be better because you are resistant to cold damage.
I only have lightning damage, which is not useful.
No.
Force damage?
Nope.
Can I firebolt myself?
Necrotic damage?
No.
I got nothing.
So firebolt is very specific targeted burst of fire.
Flaming sphere?
Flaming sphere you could set it? And then you would be able to burn off all of the green slime. Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
In a panic. I'm going to cast Flaming Sphere.
Okay, say the words. Do the thing.
You're right next to me.
I'd move.
It's not close enough that you're going to take damage from the Flaming Sphere.
I was going to jump back and
pull
him into the
water. It does take him a moment. You've seen what he does to pull out this Flaming Sphere.
Right, yeah. I was going to jump back and
Meanwhile, Vulcan's on the other side of the green slime, watching all of this drama unfold.
Watching Zuvus fall in the water,
eating marshmallows, a
green slime monster appearing, and then preparation of a flaming sphere.
Let's use all of our spells in the first room.
Right.
They're not even in the room.
First hallway.
Anyway.
I take my copper bottle out with the rain nozzle. I throw down the mechanical device and I spray with the accelerator to ignite it, and it launches a sprinkler system of fire.
Mm-hmm. In a 5-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
Are you standing right on it or are you standing off to the side of it?
I'm standing off to the side of it and I'm going to rotisserie myself so that I can control which things are being burnt and when.
Just make a general intelligence saving throw.
Oh, I'm really good at this.
Mm-hmm. Don't fail me. Oh, please fail you now.
Don't fail me. 25.
Okay, so more than enough intelligence to not hurt yourself more than you're getting off this green stuff, which hisses and burns. So in the action of doing this, you're going to take another D10 damage yourself. I will not further damage your gear.
Why?
Nice.
You roll a 10.
No, an 8.
8. I rolled 2 8s previously as well.
For this damage to Zuvus's gear.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've taken 12 points of damage yourself. The gear takes all of this damage. And then you take the damage for the burning sphere as well.
What is with 8?
I don't know. Great job, though. You have done enough to burn the slime off yourself, and you take an additional 8 points of fire damage as well. 20 total points of damage, and you were the one that saw the green slime. Zuvus stands there, burning himself to get all the green slime off, and he screams,
"Don't do what I did, Vulcan!"
while looking you in the eyes.
See, that's some consideration. There's real care there.
Highly considering curing my wounds.
What do you do?
Is there enough room to take a running start to
do
flight?
A sloshing, watery... Remember, you're walking through a foot and a half of water, steps to get there.
So I'm thinking I might take a couple steps and then fly across.
All right, you back up, you take a couple steps. Make a athletics check will do.
That is 21.
Yeah, so this gorgeous leap. Your wings unfurl for a brief moment. You glide. You do not have to flap them. You keep them close to you, and you land next to the dimly glowing, very foul-smelling Zuvus Muvdath and Face's Face. You have managed to get across the green slime.
What a show-off.
That was very pretty.
I do what I can. What's that smell?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on.
I was trying to think of some sort of like Zuvus kebabs or like...
I mean, it's definitely sticks. Fish and chips, because Zuvus chips. is yeah. literally battered and then fried.
Yeah, it's yeah. true. Yeah.
Do you like tartar sauce?
You continue down the pathway. It takes a 45 degree angle to the right, stretching out down a long corridor that opens up into like a dog leg T intersection. There is a path to the left and a path to the right. You look down the path to the left. It stretches out for 60 plus feet. So you turn and you walk down a little bit more and give a look to the right. It does not stretch out nearly as far. You can see a door with the actual door itself set above the water level.
Well, you're in front there, Vulcan.
Is there any more algae that we should be watching out for?
No. Is there?
Actually, you say that and then you notice there is a small patch of the green gunk on Zuvus's back that Zuvus didn't quite get to.
It appears that it is still with us. More specifically, it is with you on your back.
Oh, well, get it off.
Can I try and scrape it off with my great axe? No?
Yeah, of course. Well, is your great axe magic or no?
No.
It would do a lot of damage to your poor great axe. However, the moon-touched sword is magical and would be pretty resistant to the slime.
Faces, we need the moon-touched sword to scrape off the remnants on Zuvus's back.
I hand it over to you. I don't really use this except for as a light.
I figured as much. I guess our engagement is broken off now, thank God.
He was standing there holding the great axe, but that's fine. You now have a great axe in your hands and the sword.
Vulcan's just going to take it like he's putting a knife, like he's putting butter on toast. He's going to scrape it off. Scrapey, scrapey, scrape is the sound he makes.
Oh, I just imagine that sound and it sounds awful.
It does. Feel that tingle run up your back spines. And you arrive at the door.
I would like to check this door.
Sure, why don't you describe the door for me?
It is a very solid concrete door with very big, heavy metal hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And the handle is one of those press-down handles where you mm-hmm. really have to squeeze in order to trigger the door to open.
Sure. Yeah, this door stands before you.
I will check it for traps.
All right, you give a roll, and you determine that you cannot see or see to find any traps about this door.
We seem to be in the clear. Vulcan, why don't you do the honors of opening it?
I intend to. And so Vulcan gives the handle a mighty squeeze.
Roll a strength check.
Nope.
How did we do?
8.
You give it a prodigious pull, but it does not open to your touch. It definitely seems to be maybe a bit swollen. It's an oaken door. And maybe the water and humidity has made it swell a little bit, but it doesn't open immediately upon your grasp.
I guess we should have let the person with the real strength try it.
I'll try. You so cute, Vulcan.
Do you like shove him out of the way or wait till he moves? What do you do?
Thesis will gently take his hand away from the handle and then give him a little pat on the back of the hand.
Oh.
And then go on. Try for the handle.
All right, open the door.
And I got a 1.
Nice.
Wow.
This door's broken.
So what's that total for you?
Just as a strength check?
Yeah.
A 5.
No, it's an athletics check.
5.
Wow. This door does not appear to be openable by these two prodigiously strong individuals.
Zuvus is going to roll up and pretend he's rolling up sleeves he doesn't have and crack his knuckles and say, all right, guess it's time for me to flex. And he's going to try and...
All right, go for it.
10.
That is not enough for you to open the door. Zuvus Muvdath.
I wonder if 14 would be enough. Probably not. It's a really heavy door and it's swollen. Ah, what the hell. I'm going to spend my flash of genius and try.
Yes, the door opens. All you needed was an 11, which should have been achievable by either of these two.
Yeah, you know.
Nope.
Muscle-bound chowderheads who both rolled ones, which
you
is
know,
just hilarious.
You know what I think happened to us, Vulcan? I think that we spent so much energy trying to keep this one out of the water. Points to Zuvus.
I mean, I was attacked by acid, was set on fire, and I was still able to open it, so...
It's a trick move.
All these things are said as the door opens and light spills forth from this room. And you can see as you step over the ledge and into the dry floor of this 30 foot by 30 foot room, there are 9 spheres hanging from wires hanging in this room. And as you all step in and take a look about, the door slams shut suddenly and swiftly behind you.
This room seems familiar to me.
It's almost like we had a shared dream about it.
Hmm.
Let's smash everything.
Not all at once.
So the let's smash everything comment and that other comment are not going to be understandable to the listeners. So
no.
Do your best. You all did a really good job of fucking forgetting the green slime. So that was amazing.
No, we actually forgot everything.
I know.
I didn't even remember it.
I remembered there being corrosive green slime, but I thought it was something we had done that stayed, which is why I got it confused with the stuff that I ate.
Well, that's what I thought. I'm like, yeah. I thought you just... fucking ate your way through this. And we were
So I got them mixed up. I thought we had done the corrosive one legitimately, but this all makes sense now. How did we get through that the first time?
I don't remember.
I think we flew.
Ah.
That's why I offered, but...
I didn't want to use your spell slots.
I still use my spell slots. I had to use Misty Step.
Is that a spell slot?
Yeah. Misty Step is a spell slot.
But you didn't have to use two.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal Adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.